Okay, Tony, characteristics are still the same as up on survey, 10%. Cobble's about the same size, maybe a smattering more of the larger ones, 50 centimeters and up. Some of the rocks seem in good shape, hardly fractured. Others appear to be badly fractured, but still homogeneous.
Now, from your description, it sounds like we won't have any trouble finding split boulders at 8.
Well, I don't know.
I don't see any. I haven't seen but one split boulder so far. Not that I've been looking, but I would if there were some.
Hey, that was super. That wheel just left the ground.
Right
after
wrong.
I love it. It's great. 8 clicks, Tony. We got up to 12 there once. We're at 355 at 2.8. Still have Crown and CCOE in sight.
Sounds like you're really making money there.
And we gotta go over another depression. Down through another depression before we hit the upslope. That's about 100 meters in front of us. Boy, it's a spectacular view looking out to the west, Tony. In fact, it looks like a whole mountain itself back to the west.
Yeah, I think,
and that poop about being able to see the limb, all the way on Traverse 2, I think, was going to be bumped up. We've come down some big swales.
Okay.
They may call them swales in your part of the world, Charlie. They call them mountains in mine.
Yeah. Okay, and in my 9 o'clock position, out about a kilometer, and we're 355 at 3.0, is a tremendous boulder that... must be so far away, but it's very predominant on a skyline. Must be 5 meters or so. Hey, I can't give you any new words, Tony. The regolith is still the same. We're still in a block field. We're just about to start up. Up slope here. Have we been climbing, John?
Oh, look at that pitch meter. Hey, we have been climbing. I've done it.
Peg got high.
Okay, Charlie, we'd like the DAC on 12 frames per second.
Okay, 12 frames a second coming up. You got it.
Okay.
Okay, you're looking right at Cinco and Tony. It doesn't feel like we're climbing, but we've been climbing for quite a while here. I just looked at the pitch meter, and it was pegged out a minute ago.
Wow.
We're climbing up about a 10 degree slope now.
Okay.
And let's see, 6 was at 000 at.
Charlie, what should we be heading for?
Those craters up there.
Don't tell me that.
Okay, see that one? It's sort of a funny shape. Looks like it's got a breach in the southeast side at 12
yeah.
o'clock.
Yeah.
That's it.
The one at 12 o'clock, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Houston, now that we get up to Stone Mountain, my assessment is it's not any worse than what we've been driving down.
I think this is one of our benches here, John.
I think it is. Huh?
Yeah, we're at 3.3, and 5 should be at 3.3. And, okay, Tony, we're on a flat area now at 3.55 at 3.3. And I think it apparently is a bench About we're passing station 5, a little to the east.
Okay, glad you can recognize
Yowie.
It there. That's great.
And it's, I'll tell you, it's just as blocky here. The black population is up again to about 40 to 50%.
Okay, you might look for a fresh crater that would punch through that ray material in the Kayla, or in the Descartes for station 5 when you come back.
No, we got lots of... Okay, most of the craters here are... there's another split one, but...
Look at old South Ray, Charlie.
That's beautiful. Just spectacular. I can't believe it. And there's Baby Ray, John. Yeah, you can see it. It's got black sides to it. Okay, here's the crater, Tony. Remind us, it's 354 at 3.4. That's about 15 meters across and about 5 meters deep, and I bet you it punched through.
Oh, man.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind.
And that should be a good enough for... And that should be a good station 5.
Okay.
Man, we are really going up a hill, I'll tell you.
How about the traction? You slipping at all?
I don't know what I see, I reckon.
Okay, see, there seems to, over here by this oblong one, which I think is Cinco E, John, we go up a steep slope, but then it seems to level out right up on top.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Look at that bench in crown.
I know it. No, we can't see crown now.
What is that thing with a B in it?
That's Cinco E.
The one with a B in it?
Yeah.
Let's go sample that.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. See, it seems to be a steep slope going up to it, but it's it looks like a bench or a little ridge on top.
Yep.
Okay, we're at 354 at 3.6. And you ought to see that Baby Ray, Tony. It's got a real good raised rim. You can see some good, it's got lots of blocks around it that are hard to estimate the size. And we're going up a steep, steep slope, John. I'll tell you.
We believe you, Charlie.
They are not.
And it's got black streaks coming out of it. Okay, our amps are now up to 60. Oh, wait a minute, that's bold.
Yeah, Charlie.
This is going to be spectacular. I can see wreck and trap and orange juice. Golly. There's a little bench on up there, a little bit more, John.
Yeah, we're getting up on a bench right now.
And boy, this is going to be such a spectacular view, you can't believe it. Okay, we're at Cinco, Tony. We feel at 3.7 at 355.
See it anywhere, Charlie?
What? Cinco? Yeah, this is it. Here's the one. There's one. And the big one is just to the left over there with the V in it.
Charlie, you're probably at one of the lower Cincos, not D or E. You should have something like 4.0.
Okay, we'll go... Okay, we're going up.
A little easier driving uphill and down.
And you're well ahead on the timeline. You've been making good time.
Tony, I can see into...
Charlie, let's go up here to this big blocky crater. Man, that's really good.
Where's that?
Right up there.
That's Crown.
Don't want to go up to there?
Yeah, that's fine with me. Looks like a pretty steep slope.
No, it's not. That might be.
I don't think I'm going to be able to see Stubby from...
Can you see it from here?
Yeah, I can see it now.
Well, it's a bad place to stop here.